It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm David Green.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Time is running out to get your tickets for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's set for March 10th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Our analysts will discuss the day's news, a fresh WASDE report for corn, soybeans, and cash grain, and whatever else you want to talk about. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote, Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values, and Chris Hurt will take us through his livestock projections. Cost for the meeting is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's willag.org. Hard red winter March wheat trading 529.5 up 2.25. Soft March 512.75 up 9.5. March corn 382.75 up 2.75. July 399.25 up 2.75. December 416.5 up 2.75. March soybeans 1031 up 7. July 1035.25. Now 35 even up 5. And November at 999. Now 98.75 up 1.25. March soybean meal 353.30 down 130. March soybean oil 32.78 up 94. February live cattle 162 up 87.5. March feeders 202.42.5. Now 40 up 210. And April lean hogs 66.85 and they are down 30.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Happy Friday.
Well, happy Friday to you. There's been a lot of chatter in the markets on the macroeconomic side. You got this thing with Greece, and you got oil issues, and on it goes. But I suppose the number one mover this week for beans might have been that trucker strike in Brazil?
Yeah, and I would even say to you that the supply-demand fundamentals for corn and beans were also probably taking a higher level of importance and playing a bigger role in the market this week as a whole as well. I think there's no doubt in my mind that the currencies continue to keep the bull very cautious as that U.S. dollar has been able to get within earshot of its old highs. And if you break out of that level, and especially if the euro and the yen move to new lows as the dollar goes higher, which has been the case here the last 6-7 months, I think then you have some more concerns that the macro fundamentals and the supply-demand fundamentals will shift again where the macro takes a greater importance. So it is a wait-and-see type market, in my view, after this week because of this role-playing and importance of what's relatively more important, macro or micro, and the trade seems to be moving. As we get closer to spring, which would be logical because we flip the calendar next week and we're trading in March all of a sudden, the trade probably will want to move towards more supply-demand fundamentals.
Well, it is the last trading day of the month, and that means that we will have set the insurance rates for fall for harvest beans and harvest corn at that point. And I think as of this morning, it was 415 for corn, 972 for beans, and 585 for wheat. What do you think that implies for planting intentions on March 31st?
Yeah, good question, because this does have a big role to play based upon the research I've been doing at the webinars and at the meetings we've been doing with you folks at Will Radio. Ever since 2007, Dave, when the bean corn ratio, especially at the end of the month, goes above 2.4 and becomes more in favor of soybeans, you do see a pretty strong trend of pulling corn acres out of the mix in favor of soybeans. Now, if you stay below 2.4 on the ratio, that doesn't mean that you're going to see bean acres not go up. It's just that usually the bean acres go up from something else other than corn acres being pulled down. And so we're at a point right now where this last half of February, the trade has made a real strong effort to buy more bean acreage, which is very surprising to me, fundamentally speaking, from a standpoint of the fact that, for instance, the International Grain Council came out yesterday, and I think this is why the corn market, in part, has been able to find a little bit more support here. Corn production is expected to be down 5% in global terms in 2015-2016 because of already wanting to pull away from more expensive cost of production corn and maize production. So we're sitting right now at around 2.42 on that ratio. Since the middle of the month, that ratio has jumped 6% and has come from 2.28 to 2.42. So I do think you're encouraging bean acres, and I think this really drills back to an important feature to the farmer in his 2015 marketing plan. The 83.5 million planted acres of beans really, really is on the low end based upon history and this ratio.
So the question then becomes, because it's colored by the end of the month, November beans 997.5. They've been almost ticking up against $10 now for the better part of a week. If we can get a settlement above $10, do you like another quarter in the bean market?
Yeah, this is where the market between the trucker strike and the harvest problems already, you know, started with the weather before the trucker strike came in. We're talking about supply-driven features in this market, and supply-driven markets that are going higher, I think, are ultimately meant to be sold, and the technicals become very key in determining the triggers and the timing of that sale. So my belief is we've been able to get up to that 10.02 level earlier in the week in November beans. We've been able to get today up to 10.04, so we've made a new weekly high. 10.05 is really, in my opinion, a breakout point. So a close above 10.05 keeps my hands in my pockets as a potential hedger and seller. If we stay below $10 after today's close, I will probably recommend another 10% sale, because ultimately I think it is a good selling opportunity because it is supply driven.
And I guess then the technicals would be important in corn just as well. And I have to wonder whether or not this potential head and bottoms formation in December is getting a little long in the tooth or not at this point.
Yes, and we tested the inverted head and shoulders in the weekly wheat chart, and it failed. We made new lows. We took out the September lows of January lows of this lead month wheat chart, and that took us all the way back down to levels not seen since September, October of last year. So you can say that the wheat corn spread is at a full discount at this stage, especially given that Russia and their exports have fallen off the cliff here in the month of February, and Ukraine is just a big, big fat question mark. So yeah, I think the technicals in the corner is important as the beans. I would throw in the mix, though, that the corn fundamentals are getting a little bit more important, especially, like I said earlier, as we get into March. If the weather pattern doesn't turn warmer, I think the trade will probably have to wake up to that, with given what the USDA acreage number was, and the idea that because the export demand and ethanol demand remains very strong, we may need to get some corn acres back.
And it would appear, based on what you told me, that the U.S. dollar is a linchpin of all this as well. And looking into your crystal ball, could you see any fundamental reasons for that dollar to break out to the upside?
Yeah, I mean, this is where the existential problem of the euro is real. The potential, in other words, of the euro falling apart, led by Greece or Great Britain or Ukraine, Russia, is real. And deflation in the eurozone would be the very worst situation that they could have, because it would create an environment where the countries would not want to work together, and they'd want to become more nationalistic, both economically and politically. And it would really be an existential problem for the euro to survive, and that by itself would give the gold and the dollar, I think, the rights to be called safe haven buying commodities and assets again.
Thank you much, Mike.
Okay, Dave, have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. March corn, 381 1/4, up 1 1/4. July, 397 3/4, up 1 1/4. December, 414 1/2, up 3/4. March soybeans, 1027 1/2, up 3 1/2. July, 1031 3/4, up 1 3/4. November, 995 3/4, down 1 3/4. March soybean meal, 352.40, down 220. March soybean oil, 32.73, up 89. February live cattle, 162.20, up 107.5. And April lean hogs are 66.85, down 30. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.